I was just saying.
I don't care about your opinion.
I'll tell you what I think.
What's that you say?
Would you just listen?
I don't think so.
Remember, ladies, one must not get one's knickers in a twist.
Please listen.
I'm trying to help you.
Listen.
I don't think so.
Excuse me.
I don't care. I don't care.
Hey. Listen. Shut up and listen. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Shut Up and Listen with me, your host, your friend, your thorn in your side. I don't know. So I know that I didn't do an episode last week, and it is the new year, and I need to be honest with you guys about something, really, truly honest. I love doing this podcast. I love it a lot. With that, it's also a fuck ton of work. It's a fuck ton of work. And I don't have help. I do everything myself. I book all the guests myself. I mix it myself. I promote it on my own. I upload it on my own. Like, I do it all on my own. So, what I recognized for me, and maybe this is like a good lesson for everybody, and it's why I'm sharing. I've gotten so burned out doing this podcast, and I respect the people enough that listen to it that I don't want to just have this turn into an obligation, and it's starting to feel like that. And I didn't know about seasons, and I ended up doing pretty much like 40 episodes in a row. And there's other stuff that is on my plate right now, which is really important to me and all that really great stuff. And I can't dedicate the time that I need to go into this podcast and having it be once a week. So for the time being, it's going to be twice a month. It's going to be every other Sunday of the month, just for a little bit. And yeah, I'll keep you guys updated about that. And it also then gives me time to get awesome fucking guests. Not that like any of my guests have been less than awesome. They've all been awesome. I feel like that made me sound like an asshole. And there's something else that I need to tell you guys too. Yeah, I want this to be like a little bit of an experiment. So for any of my listeners that smoke weed, may I suggest that you stop this podcast now, go smoke a blunt, go hit your vape, get a nice sativa blend, indica blend, whatevs, and then come back and listen. Because your host for this podcast tonight is stoned. And I'm really looking forward to this conversation. I feel this is the first time I've ever done anything like this. and I feel like it's so appropriate that the next guest that I have on is here for this experiment. It's somebody that I have the pleasure of loving and living with and working with and creating with. And speaking of which, we just had the thing that you created in part with like other people, the film that I met you on, Stuck, writer, director, producer, comedian, Heather Turman.
Hi.
Yeah, this is a first.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And also a first, just like, I mean, I was on an episode with Nicole, and then you and I did like a Wonder Woman.
Yes, we did.
Conversation, which was great.
It was incredible, and we did it right when we got home.
Yeah, like we were still like we hadn't even really processed the movie yet, but we just knew the effects, like the instant effects. And then, but otherwise, I've never just like sat here and shot the shit with you, and definitely not stoned. I mean, hold on, I mean, and recorded it.
Yes, well, recorded it for public consumption.
Right, that's true. That's true. Yes.
Which means that, like, that's the thing that's so incredible, and I think it does go to everything, you know, because, like, there are some people that I talk with, like Quinta Brunson or, you know, Lauren Warren, or I'm trying to think of, like, who else, like, Mara Wilson, like, somewhat, but like really like Quinta and Lauren and like Lexi and maybe like one or two others that I'm not thinking of. And then like you and Nicole. But there's like different varying degrees of intimacy and safety that like, I guess like anybody has talking to anybody.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's everything. The relationship is everything. So like, you know, you're certainly going to be able to talk to me in a way that you're not going to be able to talk to somebody that you just know on a professional basis.
Yeah, I know. But with that, too, then it's like, you know, the conversations that I love to get into.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful that, like, you do, too. But, like, conversations that are really intimate and conversations that help to understand and find love and find compassion and
very thought provoking.
Yeah.
Conversations happen. I listen to all your episodes. I do.
I receive that. Well, yeah. I do. That's a, I love you. And that's like, that's the only time I'm going to say it.
Okay. That's okay.
Okay. So like what I'm recognizing, at least, like there is something to be said about knowing that people are going to hear the conversation you're having,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
and how intimate that conversation is going to be.
Yeah.
You know, and I bring this all up because, you know, I've never recorded anything stoned in my life.
Neither have I.
But the thing that's like beautiful and awesome and that like I'm getting to recognize in this moment, right, is you can't be kind of vulnerable. You're either vulnerable or you're not.
Sure. Yeah, I can get behind that.
And that doesn't mean, like, the difference between, like, everything. And you and I talk about this a lot, like, intention.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
What's the intention for anything?
Well, right. But somebody can be, oh, you mean what's the intention here, like, with the stonedness?
No, I mean, okay, like, what's the stonedness? What's the intention of anything that we do, you know, and like getting to
know self, right? And I can just like, I mean, I mean, already I'm like gonna, so we're, I won't say that, but like, but really, it's getting to, it's anytime anybody does anything, it's to have the experience. You have to have, life is through the experiential. That's the only way that we know things for sure. That's the only way that we don't, well, yes, that we know what is and we know what isn't as a result of the experiential, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's the intention, to have the experience. So, you know, we'll have it.
Yeah, but also, like, because, like, before we started this, like, I got quiet and I was like, okay, what do I desire the intention for this to be? You know, and it was to have, like, a loving, beautiful conversation that inspired each of us mm-hmm. and hopefully others that get to listen.
Absolutely. Oh, you know? I would love that.
So that's what I mean about like the intention, right? Like where it's, is my intention going in here to be angry and accusatory and blah, 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 blah? Or is like my intention going in here into whatever situation going to
be open and compassionate? Yeah,
exactly. As opposed to just walking around unconsciously and reacting as opposed to consciously responding.
Right.
So that is that's the intention for this podcast, at least like on my end, you know, I'm like, what's the intention on your end?
Well, I know you needed a podcast guest and I probably would have been stoned anyway. So I was like, why not? And I'll do that with you.
And that's the thing. Like I'm so, so, so grateful for, like, so super grateful for, that's the other, like,
what, just being here to
just it, everything where it's, you know, you could have very easily not offered and or like said no and not been supportive, you know, and I definitely know that I've like told you this before, but like I wouldn't have a podcast if it wasn't for you in the sense of. And I'm like pausing because I just like had a whole myriad of thoughts. And because people are listening to this, and if you guys are stoned along with us, hopefully you'll also get like the comedy that this conversation is going to be.
I wish this was a video podcast right now.
I know. I'm well.
It's okay. But no, you know what? I prefer audio. I generally do. But like.
Yeah, I know.
This does make me wish it was, just because, like, you know, seeing the myriad of thoughts, like seeing the rabbit holes is just, you know, because sometimes during your podcast anyway, you take really long pauses, and you do in life. I mean, you know, and I'm like somebody who like can't wait to speak. So I'm just like, like doing like the pee-pee dance over here, waiting for you to finish your sentence so I can jump in.
That's so true. It's like, I'm like the fucking old lady that crosses the street when it comes to like thoughts.
No,
you're getting clear.
No. Yeah, but it's so.
And like the light's green and people got to go places and like.
Yeah, but you don't waste words. Crossing. Whatever. No, you don't waste words. You're sorry. The way I said no, like I didn't want to deny your experience.
No, it's okay.
Maybe
it's
you feel just like the old lady. I don't see you as that. I see you as, you know, just you really ask yourself. You don't react often. You don't. Like your actions in response to things are, you always look within. Like, and so that's why you like think and you do get clear before you answer a question.
Yeah.
And then, as I said 10 times, because I was thinking about the, you know, full circle of it all, is that you don't waste words. So it's concise and articulate and says everything. And it's always profound too. Like everything that you say is profound.
I receive that fully and I say thank you. I like, and this is the thing that I'm grateful for, is that I like don't forget. I remember where, what led to all of this.
Yes.
Which is that, like, yeah, like, I was having the thought of, I'm so grateful that I get to have you in my life, you know, and I was thinking of just partnership and what that looks like and, you know, I never really knew like what people were talking about when they were talking about like people that they had been with for like 50 years or 40 years or 30 or 20.
Yeah.
I never got it. I never understood it. Um, And like I do now. So like, even when I say like, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have this podcast, you know, a lot of times in my past relationships, the experience has been, I would feel guilty or bad if like I didn't do something that was suggested that I do.
Okay.
And also any kind of like little thought I had that was like a seed.
Mm-hmm.
That I would present as something was never supported in that way.
Sure.
If that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
You know, so like getting to have the experience for the first time where it's like, oh, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's great. And just getting it done.
Yeah. But yeah, no, really. And this leads to something that we talk about often, is that we've had the exact opposite experience in life.
Yes.
And it's led to the same, it's led to like us meeting and witnessing each other's opposite experience allows us to like complete the circle. And thus we understand everything more fully. And I say that, and I mean, our relationship and also career stuff, cause it's kind of intertwined.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like that just kind of goes to that, you know, like I've had the exact opposite experience as you. And in my experience, you know, when you start in entertainment at 18 and don't really even get going until a little after that, like really more like 20, you have to do everything yourself. Like you have to, like in every way, shape, and form, in terms of writing, like producing content, especially nowadays, everybody, like you have to do your own. And so, you know, it just was like, it's like one of those things. Like, it's like, if you have an idea, like you have to just do.
Yes.
Yeah. And so like, you know, if you say you want to do something, my first thought is not all the things that are going to prevent that. It's more so, yeah, okay. Just has to do this, this, and this.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's like, and you're such an incredible doer. I've like never watched anybody really, truly do more than you do.
I'm going to try hard to receive that. Thank you.
Like really, you're like some kind of like super, it's like you're like a creative, like, superwoman. I just watch you create almost like every single second of every single day.
Yeah, but like, and this is the thing though too, right, is that, and this goes into you thinking about what you say and not wasting words, and me like, yeah, waiting to talk,
yeah,
a mile a minute. It's quality over quantity, right? And so sometimes I may create, but you know that I often create for other people, like, you know, write for other people stuff that I don't care about. So of course the quantity, I'm creating constantly, but it's not always for me. And whereas, you know, it might be fewer and far between with the projects that you create, but when you do, they're fully realized and they're fully invested in and committed to.
Yeah.
And so you have like a much greater quality of work in front of you.
And I will receive that. I will.
I just watched you. That's why I wish that it was on video.
Well, let's do that for 420.
Okay.
So 420, peeps. Maybe we'll get like one or two more people. Maybe not. But we will stream this, record this, what have you.
Do you remember what we were talking
about?
No,
I remember. Okay. I was just like doing a pause because I thought it would be funny. Because like I'm just even for like the like two people that like might have like gotten stoned, like actually were like, yeah, this seems like a good idea. Like, yeah, I'm totally going to fucking blaze up right now and like sit back, relax and like listen to this. So like, hopefully you're laughing right now. And it's like, oh man, wow. It's like they can tell the future. No. Maybe.
Maybe.
Who knows? But hopefully you enjoyed that and thought it was funny. And thank you for receiving that if you did. But no, but like you talked about like the word quality.
Yeah.
You know, and I think all of your shit is quality. Like incredible quality. And I do understand what you're saying, like especially like the difference between writing for oneself versus writing for another.
Yeah.
And even like even with stuff that you say you don't care about, like yeah, like when you're writing content for other people, so, like when you're doing anything for other people.
I know. I'm one of those worst people. I'm the worst.
But,
I do.
But you know what?
I like commit to like, but that's the whole thing, right? Is that like, and that just like proves that the action is like, I guess on the surface, it's like, oh, you value other people more than you value self. Mm. I know. But then at the same time, I try to look at it on the reverse side too and think, but if I'm exchanging favor, if now I'm owed a favor, I don't do things to like get something in return, but it's that thing where it's like if somebody's in need of something that I can provide, I'm more than willing to say absolutely.
No, I get exactly. Yeah. I know exactly what you're saying, and I like really the point was, is that even with the stuff that you do that you don't really care that much about, it's still fucking incredible. Like it's, and you have an incredibly natural gift.
Like thank you have love. An
incredible natural gift.
Thank you, my love. Thank you for seeing that. Thank you. And like in that, seeing that in me.
I mean, and this is like something that like, we've talked about and we've been talking about like quite a bit recently because the movie that like we did together
mm-hmm.
like just had its first screening yesterday.
2 days ago. Yeah.
2 days ago. and for anybody that knows the process of what it is to like be in a film, have a film, like produce, like whatevs, from like pre-production to post-production to like the actual birth of the thing. It's a long process. It's a very long process. And it's like, what's time, man?
Yeah.
Because like on one hand, it feels like, let me backtrack.
I mean, it's, you created a whole, a film is its own thing. Like, so you, I mean, it really is conception to actualization, like, and by actualization or like realization in the sense of not only is it made, it's then out into the universe and your hands are like off of it now. It's like birthing a child and having it go off to college, you know, and so... It's like, that's how many emotions go into it. Everything that parents experience, like with a kid, like, and I'm not saying that a movie is somebody's baby.
Yes,
like,
it is.
But that's, but it is. But you, but what I meant was, like if someone, like if someone's movie fell through, you know what I mean?
No,
a
of
human
course,
life. Like, I'm not trying to. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. But like, but here's the thing, right? You know. People like use this, and I hear like a lot of actors use this like quite a bit, you know, and it's like that faux humble bullshit, right? Where it's like, it's not like we're saving lives or anything, like, you know, a 5-year-old could do it, you know, and
No, I know what you're saying.
And
yeah.
But here's the thing, right? And it's a thing that, like...
It saves lives every day. It does. Movies do.
Like, it's the thing I'm, like, most passionate about is that, you know...
Movies and television saved my life as well. So, like, I believe that. Yeah, I know that to be true.
They save lives. They change lives. Like, they give you the opportunity to answer a call. You know, like movies to me are like the language of the heart. They are the language of the soul. Like storytelling is that. It is the language of the soul and it is the language of the heart.
It's so trippy. And this is why, is because, like, oh man, a movie is bananas, because a movie is, you think about all the people involved in making it. So everyone's experience, like the actors in each role, like that changed the energy of the scene, that changed the energy of the movie, that changed, like, thus then how the movie's received, how people feel watching the movie, like the way that the experience of the people who created it are, like, that affects the viewers ultimately.
Yeah.
And so it's like this, like,
yeah,
you know, like, we are really truly affected by individuals that we watch in films.
Yeah.
And even on a real level outside of, like, the character, you know, like, so it's just that thing where it's like so multidimensional in every single direction in terms of effect and how big and powerful it is. And how life imitating and art, and art imitating life at the same time. Yes. Literally.
And I would say, here's the thing too, right? Because not every movie is powerful. Every story has the potential to be powerful. In the sense, right?
Like, I know what you're saying, but I was going to argue the other thing.
Yeah.
I think every movie is powerful. In this way, we don't, like, think about what you thought was so good when you were a kid. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, I was a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger fan. Like, I was like, ride or die.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's literally not even, it's like Japanese footage and then, like, dubbed in with, like, English, and then, like, scenes shot with teenagers in America, like, when they're not in their costumes. It's like so... And it's like toys and, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's terribly made.
Yeah.
But that shit, like, changed my life. Like, it's the reason that I ended up here. So it's like that thing where it's all fucking powerful. Even if it's toys and claymation and no real plot and, you know, mm-hmm. karate.
No, I understand what you're saying. Like, I walk out of a lot of stuff. I won't stay till the end.
Oh, I love you.
I won't. And I'm not going to talk about the last movie I walked out of.
Luckily, I already know.
You know, and when I feel like I'm being held hostage by a movie, I get really resentful.
Uh-huh.
And I remember, like, the first time that I did it was at a premiere of a movie.
Oh, yeah. I think you kind of told me this before.
And I was like, fuck this shit. Like, this is, like, the worst thing I've ever fucking seen. Yeah. I'm offended that they're asking me to fucking sit here and be tortured for 2 fucking hours. No. Like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Like, it really makes me angry.
I get it. No, I totally get it. I guess that's how I feel when I'm at a bar and the bartender is taking way too long. I feel that same fucking way. Because I know that when, like, I'm behind the bar... Like, when I would work behind a bar,
yeah.
I didn't, like, lollygag. Like, people didn't see me, like, lazing about, not, like, specifically trying to not look at them. So, yeah. Like, it does infuriate me. And so the same thing, like, when you're held hostage by a movie that, like,
yeah.
The performances must be boring, because that's the fact that you feel that way.
And that's the thing, too.
You're being held hostage, and you're like, I wouldn't do this to you.
Yes, exactly. And that's the... It goes into so fucking much. Like, it goes into so fucking much. The and there is so much that goes into filmmaking. Like, there's so many different ways to tell a story. You know, like you can have this same fucking story, same fucking script, same fucking plot, and you cast different sets of people and you're going to have like a different fucking movie. Like, depending on the director that you get. Like, depending on, like, so many things. There are so many factors that go into what a movie ends up being.
Yeah. Because it's energy. Everything brings a different energy.
Absolutely.
If you set, you know, if your movie is set in at night or set during the day, there's a different vibe.
Oh, yeah. For sure. You know?
Like... And I mean, that's just how easy it is to describe because like, but you know what I mean? Yes, obviously. Sorry. I feel like I sound so like I can't speak.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just suddenly got worried. That's all.
Oh my gosh. You're perfect. I promise. You're so perfect. So, like, what I was going to say earlier is that, like, one of the things that, like, you and I talked about and I shared with you is that I met you before I met you.
Yeah.
Like, I met you on the page for the first time.
Yeah.
And I was reading Stuck.
Yeah.
You know, and this is, like, it's so funny how, like, everything does kind of come full circle. Not kind of. Everything continually comes full circle.
And literally, that's what life is, completing all those circles.
Yeah.
It's all your relationship to the events, and you've gotta have the other experience so that you can close the circle. That's life and death.
I know.
You have to be born so you can die, and you have to die so you can be born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's also the name of our production company.
It is. That's true. Perfect time for a plug.
Yeah.
Life, death, life. Well, because when we met, it was during an interest. I mean, we were both experiencing a death.
Yeah.
And thus we were the life.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's so crazy that it's, you know, just thinking about, I can only speak for me. And again, like, I know that, like, you and I talk about this all the time, and I'm like, I don't know how many of you guys listening love stories, like love movies, love TV, love creating, love it, love it, love it, love it. And I fucking love it more than anything.
Yeah.
I love it more than anything.
I love it more than anything, too.
And so...
It's all I want to do with my time.
Yeah, so to get to meet, like, the love of my life, like, doing the thing that I love more than anything.
Yeah.
And getting to play a character that I love more than anything. You know, getting to, like... Getting to... Yeah, getting to, like... And that's the thing where it's... You know, the world that you brought, like, that you and Dave wrote for Stuck was brilliant. It was great.
Thank you. It was a fun... Thank you.
I'm, like, receiving practice.
I'm trying. I'm sorry. Okay. Take two. Back to one.
Okay. And action. No, but like, so it's just weird. Like, for those of you that are just tuning in, because you fast forwarded to like 32 minutes on the podcast. Like,
I was those of you. I was like, Arthur.
Yeah. The ones who are just like, let's just go to like a random number. From like the fucking podcast like timestamp and see what happens.
That's actually interesting. I would start a podcast in like the middle and then listen to it and then listen to up to that point and like in reverse.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's almost like walking, and this is something that's interesting, and I promise, like, we will get back. But, like, before you had TV shows at your fingertips.
Yeah.
Before even, like, TiVo, DVR, any of that shit.
Yeah, you had to make it. You had to clear your schedule.
You needed to be home in time for your show. Like, you had to, like...
Like, you get the TV guy...
8 o'clock, your ass was home.
Like, oh my gosh, this is so funny. Like, instead of like a calendar, like people just pull out their like TV guide with the highlighted pages and they're like, nope, can't do Thursday at 4. That's when One Life to Live. I don't know. A soap.
Oprah was on at every single day at 4 ABC.
Yes.
Yeah. And then it was like Friday nights was Family Matters.
Well, yeah, it was TGIF. It was Family Matters. It was like Dinosaurs. It was...
fucking Dinosaurs. I know. Step by Step.
Dinosaurs is on something right now. I saw it the other day. I think it's on Hulu.
It scares the fuck out of me. Like today, it scares me. It scared me a little bit when I was a kid. But as an adult, it scares me.
Okay.
Especially like the baby.
The baby? Yeah.
Yeah, like the knock the baby. Like knock the baby. Yeah, it was Family Matters, Step by Step.
I mean, it went through different, time periods.
Was it Full House?
Full House was on it very early, yes. But, I mean, then there was this whole thing where it was Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And there was, and then there was also, like, the Olsen Twins other shows. Like, It Takes Two of a Kind with, and then, like, Teen Angel. And, like, Teen Angel was about, like, a kid who, like, died eating a cheeseburger, like, an old cheeseburger. And then he, like, was an angel. And Maureen McCormick was his mom.
What?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that hilarious? I'm like, I always wonder if I made it up.
Wow.
I know.
See, I, like, the only shows that I, like, remember from when I was a kid was, like, Doug.
I love Doug.
Yeah, it was, like. It was Doug, Family Matters, Step by Step, and I had such a crush on the blonde.
Oh my God, me too, on Step by Step?
Yeah.
Well, which one are you talking about? You're going to be talking about, you liked Al, I bet. I like Dana.
Oh no, isn't Dana the one that
Dana's was... just like you in real life.
Wait.
I mean, like, you're like that character in real life.
Wait a minute, I'm talking about the one that...
Dana's like in charge.
I think it might have been Dana.
Yeah, like, and she has
kind of looks like Christina Aguilera.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
A bit.
Yeah, during like the fighter phase.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Or I guess now too. I don't fucking know. Yeah. Sure. Totally. And she dated. And she dated James Marsden, the little short guy.
Really?
Sorry, Jason Marsden. Because James Marsden is the movie star who has, like, the best career ever. Because he is in everything and yet, and big movies, too.
Yeah.
And yet, he's not, like, I feel like he can walk down streets and shit.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's, like, really, like...
Well, because he looks like every other guy.
He's really good looking.
Yeah.
And he blends in. Yeah. He blends in. And so it's like, he's in, like, I remember one year being like, he's in every, but some people don't even know his name.
Yeah.
And yet he's literally in every, he's in summer blockbusters and like indie, you know, classics anyway. Yeah. But no, his name's Jason Marsden and he's short and she dates him.
Okay.
Anyway.
Oh, no, I know who you're talking about. Yes, that one. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah.
And yes, that's who I had a crush on.
Okay.
But no, like, your night was booked. You were committed. Like, you were committed to your show.
Like. Oh, yes, absolutely, yes.
Like, whenever it was. Yes. So there was, like, there was definitely a sacredness to the experience.
Yes. And when shows went off the air and it was the last one and the finale.
And everybody
it was a party.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah. everybody tuned in. And the truth is that we don't have that anymore.
I know. Like, it's a huge death. Well, I was already thinking of that, is that I think that that's going to actually reverse. Because I literally was thinking this, of course, when I was driving home from my show, like, just a little while ago. I started thinking about how, you know, wait, what were we talking about?
We were talking about sacredness, TV shows.
Yes. So I was thinking about this generation, like millennials, right? How in really modern stuff, it's the people making entertainment, people making television and film and online content are slightly older. They're on the older side of millennial, if not the previous generation.
Yeah.
And so they're witnessing the millennials right now, meaning there's a lot of moments within prevalent current content where you see, you know, the room full of young millennial types all like looking at their phone, not at all at each other.
Yeah.
And that's been going on for a few years, and it's becoming more and more prevalent in backgrounds as part of the writing, as part of it's like part of the running joke.
Yeah.
It's the way that we relate to teenagers now. Like, that's what we think of them. And so I was having this like thought, and I was like, I wonder, the cool kids are probably going to be like, it's like, because I was thinking about like Facebook, like when you decide to get Facebook, it's like this like rite of path. It's like getting your first period. Like, you're welcome to like it's getting like a driver's license. It's like entering the system. Like, when do you get put in the system? Right.
Yeah.
And like, I was just thinking about how the cool kids in a few years, maybe when they hit like, you know, 10 and stuff, and their parents are like, yeah, you can get a Facebook. And they're just like, no, like maybe they don't want to. They like think it's stupid.
Yeah.
Because they like watch their parents and be glued to their phone their whole childhood, right?
Yes.
So it's got to revert back in some way, shape, or form.
I understand.
Yeah. Because things will become class. People, it's in the same way that, you know, food trucks have become such a huge thing.
Yes.
You know, in a different way. Yeah.
I mean, well, then that makes me think that, you know, hopefully theater will become more prominent, or.
I think it is. I think I feel as though it is. I feel as though people are looking to get out and do things more.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to be home to watch any show.
Yeah.
They get to, and they can connect with whoever, whenever, by their phone, right? So I feel like, even though people aren't wanting to go and pay to go to the movies as much because they can just do that at home, but it's like, let's be real, we all like to make out during the movies, right? Well, if you're at home, maybe things can go a little further. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So wouldn't you rather see? And I'm someone who loves the movies.
Yeah.
And I can even still see like the other side of like, I just want to snuggle up and watch it at home, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure, for sure. And I guess it's one of those things then that I feel like the nature of movies is going to change. You know, it's everything must evolve.
Yeah.
And I feel like
it's already changing rapidly.
Yeah.
The way that movies are made.
And with that too,
the style and I know. It's like all this stuff with like I, Tonya is a great example. We were talking about this the other day.
Yeah.
And what's another one that's kind of like that too? There's another film that is also sort of jumps back and forth between a couple different narratives and like or what were you gonna say?
Speaking of which, End of the Fucking World.
Oh,
that we just watched.
Oh, so good, so good.
If you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix right now. It's one of the best things I've ever seen.
It's so good. It's like so good.
Of course, fucking British.
Yeah, the British are the most brilliant in terms of content. Like, it is for comedy. Like, I can't.
I know.
We really would kill it in London.
Listen, anyone that's listening in the UK, like, yes. Like, I guess. Like, because we both have very, very dry, dark senses of humor.
Yes. Our universe is a little more bleak.
And tag along. And because it's a little more bleak, it means tag along. Shh. No. It's to that point in our house where they're starting to get...
Well, you took that off.
Yes. Taglong has a little bark
Taglong,
collar
come here.
That she's not a fan of. Don't worry. It doesn't shock. It just like makes a noise and vibrates. But anyway.
Do you want to give me it?
No, it's okay.
Okay. Okay.
Let's go back. Our fucking animals are so cute, everyone. Just
do you want to plug the new Instagram?
So, because our cat is very smart, she created her own Instagram. Where she bitches about everything. And it's called Luna Bitches, but bitches with a Z, not an S. Because that's all my Instagram is pretty much just photos of our animals. And I was like, let me just give them their own page that now people know I have, but. Like, whatever.
Do you want to edit? You can edit this out if you want. I'm sorry. I didn't know you didn't want it. Like,
no, it's okay. I just like, that's like what makes me so happy when it's like, I get to post content that nobody knows that I've posted.
Then so, we should edit this out. You should edit this out.
It's totally okay. Because like, I feel like the people that actually like hang in for this long into any of my podcasts that like are still listening at 40 minutes, 41 minutes. Means that, like, I know that they're, like, true fans.
Yeah.
And therefore, to me, they're just friends I haven't met yet.
Yeah.
You know, or, like, good acquaintances. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, that's it. I feel like the people that get it, get it.
Of course.
And, like, whatevs. All good. I'm not going to fucking edit. but, speaking of which... I don't know. This is such a weird, awkward segue, but it kind of makes sense.
I think this is so cute. This is like the best thing of all time.
At least like in my head. So, and this actually is like kind of interesting too. So I woke up really late today. And I mean late. I woke up at like 1 p.m. and I never sleep till 1 p.m. I like really don't. And it's not like I was up till like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I slept for almost 12 hours. To the point that like Heather came home and she like walked into the bedroom. And like Sai was like on the bed and... She was like, did you just wake up? And I was like, yeah. That's the other thing that's amazing in that she never judges me.
Of course not.
Period. Oh, I'm so grateful. So anyway, she walks in and she's like, did you just wake up? And I was like, yes, I did. She was like, oh, I can tell. You got like such a deep sleep. Like everything, like.
She had the sleep lines. I had the sleep lines.
Yeah. All
like on your shoulder, like, yeah,
on my legs,
yeah,
everywhere. I slept fucking hard. And why did I sleep so hard? Probably because I own a Casper mattress. Casper, and here's the thing too, like, they don't give me scripts. Like, this is like live read organic, and I do own a fucking Casper mattress. So Casper is a sleep brand that makes expertly designed products to help you get your best rest one night at a time. But hopefully the Casper mattress won't make you oversleep. You can't blame the mattress for that. You'll have to blame like your iPhone or something. So this is why I got to sleep for almost 12 hours, because Casper products are cleverly designed to mimic human curves, providing supportive comfort for all kinds of bodies. And you spend one third of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable. And that is very, very true. And the other thing that's so cool is that Casper offers two other mattresses, the Wave and the Essential. And the Wave features a patent-pending premium support system to mirror the natural shape of your body. And the Essential has a streamlined design at a price that won't keep you up at night, which is great because, let's be honest, 90% of the time when I'm going to sleep and I'm afraid, it's because I'm thinking about money. So here's the thing. If you are looking for a new mattress, I would suggest going with the Casper. I've had my experience with other mattresses, and it's, I really, truly never slept better. And on top of that, it comes like in a very, like, it comes in like a box, and you like undo the box and it just like comes out and like makes this like cool, like, sound. So here's some really great news for you guys, my listeners, if you're still listening. So for my listeners, if you guys are like, yeah, this actually sounds cool, you guys get to type in Casper.com/shut up, and you guys are going to get, what are you guys going to get? You guys are going to get $50 towards a select mattress. That's what my last name means in Italian. It means mattress. So guys, if you are looking for a new mattress, you can go to Casper.com/shut up. So,
it's not a weird segue.
It's not. It felt like a weird segue.
I think that was really creative, because it's true, because you did sleep till one. And here's the cute thing. Here's the best thing.
What?
Is that at like around, I don't know, like much earlier when I was leaving.
Yeah.
Like, I was getting up out of bed and you're like, okay, I'm getting up. And I was like, you don't have to if you don't want to. And you were just like, no, I know. It's just like, which dimension, you know? And then you were gone again.
Yeah.
And then when I told you that, of course, like, you don't remember.
Yeah.
You always blurt stuff out in the mornings, and it's great. Like, whatever you always say, it's always like, great.
I'm I have a love hate affair when it comes to sleeping. Like,
I hate to sleep. Like, I think when I hear one third of my life, like, I want to like it makes me so angry. Like,
yeah, it's like I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Yeah. But I'm like, oh my gosh, that's like such that I feel like robbed.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
For me, I think that's also like the reason that there are certain times that I'm so incredibly tired, because mm-hmm. when I go to bed and I dream, my dreams are so intense and my dreams are so vivid.
And they're so heavy.
And they're, yeah.
Or you like sleep heavy because you have those dreams.
They're just, it just feels like I haven't gone to bed, because it feels like, oh, I've been like in this other world for like God knows how long. And holy fuck, I was like having to like jump across roofs and like whatevs, or like I had to like.
I think we are in different universes. Like, because you're within.
Yeah.
Like you're inside the universe of you and all the things that you've ever seen in your life and all the current feelings that you're going through. Like this is my little like interpretation of dreams.
Yeah.
Is that everything that you're going through is based on like all the things that you have feelings about, like you don't know what's going to happen. So it's like you're everything that you do know, like all like the little past information and all the past visions. So like the unconscious you is literally like preparing you for that or trying to send you messages or like is at least showing you how it can wrap its mind around things.
Yeah. And
you know?
I feel like for me, at least I can tell the difference.
Uh-huh.
Like Alec Baldwin was in my dream this morning. And like, that makes sense because we were watching 30 Rock.
Yes.
You know? And so like, of course he would come in my dreams and like, yes, like I definitely think like the subconscious, like trying to figure things out and blah, 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 blah. But then there are some dreams where I'm like, this is like more than just a dream.
Yes.
This is like anytime Oprah visits me.
Yeah.
Because here, like, I'm not all up in Oprah's Instagram. I'm not all up on like Oprah.com or like watching OWN. Like Oprah's not in my consciousness.
Right.
On a daily basis.
Right. But you do have like a thing.
But every single time she's come to me in a dream, it's been a very powerful dream, and I'm like, and it might sound crazy, and like maybe not. Like, does it actually really truly fucking matter? Because it's like, you can't prove, nor can you disprove. Like, you just don't know. But I do believe that. Like,
isn't that funny that life itself is trying to prove? We're all just trying to prove self, and like that's the whole point. Is like we never know for sure. Just like in the same way we don't know what happens when we die.
Yeah, and the bigger thing is, like, does it matter?
Well, exactly. And we'll never know. Because we're trying to prove it.
But that's the thing, right?
Exactly. We could keep saying the same thing over and over.
But the thing of does it matter, like, yes, well, why does it matter? Like, why does it matter?
Everything matters because nothing matters.
Exactly.
Yeah. And nothing matters because everything matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And these are the conversations we have on a nightly basis. At
with or without marijuana.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I've never fucked more. And I've never talked more.
I know. Well, I told you we talk about it often, but we have one problem in our relationship. And it's going to bed too late.
Yeah.
Because we fucking like always have to talk. Like we genuinely enjoy talking to each other so much that we like naturally get in bed later than we desired. And then we genuinely enjoy touching each other and sleeping with each other. And so we naturally stay up even later than that.
Yes.
And so like we just enjoy each other too much. But yet, and not enough because there's no there. What is it? There's time and too much.
Yeah.
Time and too much. How does it go?
Don't belong.
Don't belong together like we do. Yeah.
I love you. I know I said it in the beginning of the episode that I was only going to do that once, but I don't give a fuck.
I love you. I received that.
That makes me so happy. And like, this is what life is all about, folks.
Yeah.
Kids.
Yeah.
Like really, truly at the end of the day, because like, here's the deal. You know, I hardly posted about the fucking shooting down in Florida. I was at the laundromat today doing laundry, because that laundry at our place is subpar for larger items of clothing, like comforters and such. Stars, they're just like us. Don't read that trash. Anyway.
But it just sounds like so boring, though, because we're like, oh, yeah, we like, because it's actually like we took off the mattress cover. We took off like.
Yes. And that's the other thing about a Casper mattress.
You clean the dog bed. Huh?
That's the other thing about a Casper mattress. You can like take off like the cover. You can like wash the slip cover thing.
Oh, cool.
It's so fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's what we did today.
Yeah. anyway, though, what were you going to say?
What I was going to say is that. And when I was there. And, like, laundromats, like, are a place, as it turns out. Like, a real place. And I've, like, been to laundromats before. But I mean, like, just in terms of, like, the characters that one would find at a laundromat sometimes.
See, that's the thing. Life imitating art or art imitating life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, but I saw a magazine and the cover of the magazine was referencing the Las Vegas shooting. And saying that it was like the biggest mass shooting in history. And I bring this up because, you know, we all have our shit individually. And we also, to a certain degree, all have our shit collectively. We have our, you know, people in France are not going to respond in the same way, not everyone, to like the mass shooting that happened here, the same way people are going to respond here, you know, because they don't have that same problem in France that we do here in the United States of America. So those moments, the life that you get to live, that you really truly get to live. And sometimes living is exhausting. It's exhausting and it's tiring and it's frustrating and it's, you know, it either hinders you or helps you. And life either overtakes you or you overtake life. And really by that, like what I mean is... We're all here just doing the best that we can. And so, like, enjoy yourself to the fullest while you're here. And, like, allow yourself the opportunity to be scared in moments. And be scared in moments by the things that excite you. By the things that propel you forward. You know, let that be your springboard. Into getting to live the most joyous life that you can. So if you've been contemplating whether or not to take a class, ask yourself the intention behind why you want to take the class. You know, is it because you think you should, because that's going to get you closer to the thing, that's going to bring you security, blah, 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 blah. Or do you want to take that fucking class because it's something that intrigues you and scares you?
Yeah, and, challenges you, yeah, forces like, you to evolve and grow.
Yeah, and like, are you going to answer the call? You know, and like, are you going to answer the call of, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter like what call you answer, but for me it's
well, Neil
like,
Donald Walsh.
Yeah.
Life begins outside your comfort zone.
At the end of your comfort zone.
Yeah, at the end of your comfort zone, yeah. Which is so true. And ultimately, like, think of it this way, right? The like, and this is why I love a good rebel. I love a good, like, you're a total rebel. Like you're like, you don't give a fuck in like the best way.
Yeah.
In like the best way.
Because I give such a fuck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You're very serious. And also you have the most evolved sense of humor.
Because I'm able to laugh at my seriousness.
Well, yeah, just like I'm doing this whole time. Yeah,
I know.
But laughing with you, never at you.
Yeah.
I'm just witnessing you and loving you in my witnessing. Like, oh man. Okay. Like, that's the thing, you know, is that the people, like, you know, the Madonnas of the world, I'm just going to have to do it, like, who truly are the, they're the shapeshifters. They're the ones that go, because they do things outside of the, you know, generally accepted status quo, they get, they then influence everybody who witnesses them and, like, makes them ask questions and makes them wonder and makes them want to know. Mm-hmm. And then, like, that then affects how, like, they raise their kids, how they, like, talk to their friends, da, 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 da. And so, like, the rebel is, like, the most important figure in history always, because they are the one that, like, shakes everything up and literally initiates the change, even if it's many, many, many years ahead of time. I mean, that's why they, like, that's why many, many artists are not, like, appreciated until, much later. Because they had to wait for everybody to catch up to what they were doing, and it had to spread out.
Yes.
Until it was accepted.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think also, luckily, that a lot of people are catching up a lot faster.
Yes, because this is all, the internet enables us to spread these thoughts faster, share words faster, actions, videos. Like, I was thinking as I was pulling in today, you know, there's no, the way that celebrity gossip used to, like, be a thing, like, now it's nobody, you know, paparazzi aren't jumping out of every bush because, you know, or people aren't, like, running with camera around town with cameras because, you know, people get are online all day, every day. And people most of the time would rather stare at their friends and stuff, like people they know, than, like, celebrity photos. And so it's kind of that thing where you can, like, I don't know. Anyway, it's just, it's crazy. Like, it's, I don't remember what my point.
We were talking about rebels, and we were then talking about the artists who.
Yeah, I was just saying that things are spreading so fast like that that people don't have to look to a popular stranger to feel like they're living. They get to post pictures from their life and make it look like they're living to other people, and thus then it is real because.
And also that
they're witnessing other people think it's real.
But that goes to also too, like, A, is that living? You know, and there's and
it, well, exactly.
And that makes me think of, like, what you had said earlier about, like, kids that are, like, 10, 11 now that like might not necessarily want a Facebook.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's going from the shift of when nobody knows who you are, then all of a sudden everybody knows who you are.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I think it's kind of like a double-edged sword, right? In this sense, where it's for a really long time, like I remember, like, my manager years ago, not the one that I have now, but a previous manager of mine back in, like, 2013, 2014 had said, like, you really need to increase your, like, social media presence and blah, blah, blah. And I always find myself, like, fucking talking about Twitter on this fucking show. And I really don't want to, but it's, like, fucking important because it's the, you need to have X amount of followers because that means that many people know you and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Right? Because at the end of the day, like, it becomes like you're a fucking commodity and it's like, how many people are you going to draw into theaters? How many people are you going to be able to get? Blah, 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 blah.
And it's always been that way. But
here's the thing too, right? Like, what you're doing is you're trying to manufacture desire.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yes, that definitely, like, has happened, like, since, like, cinema fucking started and, like, all this other fucking shit, like,
but in,
you know,
a different,
like,
way.
Publicity and blah 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 and studio heads and things,
but
and
when there's only so many recognizable actors, it's different because that like they automatically have everyone's attention. And then as time, as technology shifted and, you know, there was more TV and more channels, people had access to more. But so then on the other side, now we're at this point where people spend, where social media stars became a thing. And so now everyone who's been in entertainment has to compete with that.
But that's not what I'm saying.
Oh,
like, what I was saying is the, and I think for like people in this industry, it's interesting, right? Because I'm thinking like, I haven't really been posting that much on Twitter. I used to post a lot more. And it's because I really don't feel as though I have that much to say, right? And I don't want to tweet just for the sake of tweeting in order to gain followers.
Yeah.
I really desire to tweet because I
have something to say.
Something to tweet, you know, and like I don't have hundreds of thousands of followers, you know, like I, and that was the thing where it's like, yes, like utilizing all the tools that you have and like blah, blah, blah. And it goes to like that thing of, you know, like what is the truth about your intention? You know, like why is it that one desires to have a platform?
Yeah.
How does one desire to use that platform? What's the intention of having the platform?
Like, yes.
All of that fucking shit.
Yes.
And.
But that's everything.
Yeah, no, I know.
And it boils down to the main question of like, because why does anybody do any job? They do it to either, like people either become lawyers because they're actually like history buffs and political science buffs and like they love that stuff.
Yeah.
Or they're just into social change and they go that direction, or they just do it for the money.
Yes, exactly.
And so, I mean, that's everything, the intention.
Yeah. And here's the thing too, like just because you desire to do something because you love it, it doesn't mean that, you need to be a pauper as well. Like if that like your talent and your passion and all of that stuff like is valuable.
Yeah.
And don't ever let anyone tell you that like it's not valuable or that like you need to, the thing of like a struggling artist is such a fucking fallacy and is such fucking bullshit. Because the truth is when you're struggling, you're not creating art. You know, like you can be a thriving artist. You don't need to be a struggling artist.
Which is true. But at the same time, sometimes the reason that the art is so incredibly powerful
is because of the struggle.
Yeah, is yeah, because yes. of that stuff.
Yes. And I guess here's the thing though. You don't need to manufacture struggle.
Yes.
That's really what I mean.
Yes.
Is the clearer statement that I desire to make. Yeah. You don't need to like. And that's the thing, right? There was a time that I was like buying like 59-cent ramen noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatevs. And again, like, blah, 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 blah. Like, yes, everybody like has it worse, has it better, blah, blah, blah. Like, whatevs. And I'm just speaking for me. I didn't mind eating ramen noodles. Every single night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like. Like, that was okay for me.
Yeah.
And, like. And. You know, like, something that we were talking about last night. Where it's. Yeah, because, like, I was eating something with a spoon. I was eating tomato soup with a spoon. And, like, the spoon had gotten stuck in, like, the garbage disposal. And so, like, it had, like, a little nick on it.
Yeah.
And
that's the worst. When you, like, when you feel the nick, when you, like.
Yeah. And, yeah. Like, it fucking, like, cut my tongue. And I was, like, fuck.
Yeah.
And then I was like looking at our spoons and I was like, we deserve to have like a full set of spoons.
Yeah.
That like are all from the same family.
Well, that was the only missing link. Like we have a full set. We have full sets of spoons, big and small, but that was
but that they're all from the same family.
Yeah, that one was a misfit anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you decided to throw it away.
Yeah,
as
I
you
did.
Should have. Yeah.
I did. I threw the fucking spoon away that bit my tongue. Bit my tongue, cut my tongue, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
And what you said about it was so perfect and beautiful. She goes, you know what? I'm throwing the spoon away. And I said, okay. And then she said that it was that you know that some people have certain connections to spoons. Like, you know, some people collect them. It's like a thing. Some people like, you know, see like what it stands for in terms of, yeah.
It's like this spoon saved my life.
Yeah.
You know, and some people, it's like,
and it's okay that you don't have that experience though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that we're gonna end on the topic of spoons.
Which
also get to be musical instruments.
Okay.
You get to play spoons.
Oh yeah. And it's like a card game.
I don't know this card game.
Yeah, spoons. There's like a, it's called Spoons.
Oh,
it's
God
great.
Damn it. Do what? We have cards?
I don't know. We've played cards before.
Yeah, we have played cards.
Where
before.
Did we play cards though?
We played cards at the old. No.
No.
We played cards. We played cards in Paris.
I was just gonna say, was it when we were in Europe?
No.
No. I can't remember.
That's the only time we've ever gone away together.
But yeah, we were somewhere else. No, you came to Michigan with me.
Yeah, but that doesn't. Was it Michigan?
No.
Fuck.
I know. Like, I can't. I like where? When were we waiting? Because I felt like we were waiting for something.
Yeah.
Like it didn't feel like necessarily like. Like I'm like, where, what the heck?
It's a mystery.
It is a mystery.
No, we did. We played in because I like remember you had like the sheet out and you had the thing and you were doing like,
oh, I know where. We played at Sunset Beer Co.
Did we? Yes, we did.
Yeah, we played at
we
Sunset
totally
Beer Co.
Fucking did.
Yeah, that was it. We were like thinking we were in Paris. We're like down the street.
We're like, and that's a free plug for a local beer co in Los Angeles County.
Well, so how do you feel since you said like we're gonna end here in terms of because I feel like there was we didn't talk about anything, but I also feel like we. Talked about everything from mattresses to like money to
intention. I mean, this is why, you know, because this is something else too. I know that my podcast episodes are long, you know, and I'm trying to keep them shorter.
Oh no, baby, we can stop one ups.
Yeah. Yeah, and it just like I feel intuitively that this like this feels intuitively like a good time to end.
Okay.
And with that, everyone, I hope that you enjoyed yourselves. And thank you so much for tuning in. And yeah, this is going to be from like this is going to be like twice a month now. Just for like a little bit because.
Well, we're working on some close stuff and that's part of it.
Yes.
It's like too much to do, you know, the long episodes.
Yeah. In the middle of writing a script, in the middle of getting like a documentary set up. And
the documentary is so awesome.
The documentary is.
I mean, it's also awesome. It's also.
Yeah, it is. I like love that I get to fucking create with you, and I love that I get to like grow with you, and like live with you, and thrive with you, and just.
I agree, you're perfect.
Everyone, I hope that you guys all get to find a partner, have a partnership such as this with somebody that like inspires you and challenges you and just blisses you the fuck out on a daily basis. And with that, I hope that you guys have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful week. And just know if nobody's said that they've loved you today, I'm saying it to you now. Love you. Bye.